From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting another extension to the Iran nuclear talks in Vienna. The nuclear talks with Iran are described by a Western official as not open-ended and have been extended for the last time. The unnamed officials suggest the years-long negotiations are down to their final 48 hours. Federica Mogherini is the European Union's foreign policy chief.
We are continuing to negotiate for the next couple of days. We are interpreting in a flexible way our deadline, which means that we are taking the time, the days we still need to finalize the agreement, which is something that is still possible, even if now we're getting into the difficult time.
A comprehensive nuclear agreement being negotiated would cut Iran's uranium enrichment program to keep it from being able to build an atomic bomb. Sanctions that have wrecked the economy would be eased and eventually lifted. Heavily armed militants reportedly attacked a convoy of buses and army escorts near Impekatone in Kenya's eastern Lamu region near Somalia. The French press agency says there were no immediate reports of casualties. That report followed an early Tuesday attack on the northeast Kenyan town of Mandera, claimed by al-Shabaab gunmen, who killed at least 14 people identified as quarry workers. 11 others were wounded. Joseph Nkeri is a Kenyan cabinet official.
The attackers blew up the gate of the estate using IEDs. The intention of the heinous murderers was to take siege of the quarters with the aim of executing 150 residents of the estate.
All those killed were believed to be non-Muslims. Mandera was the scene in December of a similar nighttime attack by al-Shabaab that killed more than 30 quarry workers, many of them Christian. Nearly 150 people, mostly students, were killed by al-Shabaab at a university in Garissa in April. This is VOA News. The European Union has announced a Sunday summit which appears to signal the last chance for Greece to present an economic reform plan worthy of continued international bailout funds. Donald Tusk is president of the European Council.
The stark reality is that we have only 5 days left to find the ultimate agreement. Until now, I have avoided talking about deadlines. But tonight I have to say it loud and clear that the final deadline ends this week.
Eurozone officials apparently are unimpressed with Greece's latest reform proposals. Athens defaulted on a loan payment to the International Monetary Fund last week. Greek voters on Sunday rejected more austerity in a referendum. President Obama held unprecedented talks Tuesday with the head of Vietnam's Communist Party, Nguyen Phu Chom, at the White House. Vice President Joe Biden later hosted a luncheon for the Vietnamese Communist Party official.
We'll continue to find ways to expand our economic relationship and become stronger partners on key global issues related to the environment, science, technology, and to health. And we look forward to a future with a strong, independent, prosperous Vietnam that respects human rights and the rule of law.
President Obama said they exchanged views on growing economic ties, maritime tensions with China in the South China Sea, as well as candid differences over Vietnam's human rights record. Republican lawmakers Tuesday expressed their frustration with the Obama administration's efforts to fight Islamic State radicals, also known as ISIL. Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Senator John McCain took aim at Mr. Obama's progress report issued Monday on degrading and destroying the IS group.
None of the so-called progress that the president cited suggests that we are on a path to success. Since U.S. and coalition airstrikes began last year, ISIL has continued to enjoy battlefield successes, including taking Ramadi and other key terrain in Iraq, holding over half the territory in Syria, and controlling every border post between Iraq and Syria.
Appearing before that Senate panel, Defense Chief Ashton Carter said America will deal IS a lasting defeat in Iraq and Syria. Twin bombings in northern Nigeria Tuesday left another 30 dead, 25 killed, when a bomber detonated explosives at a government office near Zaria in Kaduna State. More than 30 were wounded. A female suicide bomber killed herself and four others in Sabongari town in Borno State. The French army confirmed Tuesday its special forces killed a prominent al-Qaeda commander in the northern Mali and Kidal region. The militant killed, identified as Mohamed Ali Agwadosin. Algeria's defense ministry Tuesday said more than 100 Islamist extremists have been killed, arrested, or turned themselves in during the first half of the year. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.